531.
Our next guest hopes to become a part of social justice using Indigenous gifts and lived experiences to spread messages of awareness, hope, change, and unity. Joseph Ongotau Wright feels blessed to be a hybrid of sorts with mixed heritage with Niuean, Samoan, Chinese, European, and Pakeha descent. An aspiring poet and musician using his craft as a positive voice for people who feel unheard without positive role models to be self-aware. Joseph is living proof that with self-awareness, hard work, and ongoing love and support, one can overcome any obstacle. His vision is to inspire people to reconnect with their identity, become more self-aware to strengthen mental health holistically as a whole person. Joseph Ongotau Wright is on the line with us now. Talofa Lava Joe, and thank you so much for joining us.
Talofa, thank you for letting me, thank you for the opportunity.
Now, could you give us a synopsis of your film story? Where were you born? What was your experience like as a child? And what has that experience taught you and led you to the space where you are now?
Wow, okay. Just in a couple of minutes. I was born in St. Helens Hospital in New Zealand. I had quite an interesting childhood. Sorry to my family about any information I share, but I had a bit of a turbulent upbringing, passed around a bit as a child, experienced all sorts of issues that a lot of people face today, when I was 8 years old, I went to live with my nana, which is a huge positive factor in my life, but even still then I had a bit of behavioral issues and a bad attitude towards everything. In my teenage years, I had struggled with my identity. I had trouble with the law, but all these kind of things I think stemmed from experiences of other stuff, as neglect, abuse, poverty, and other social factors. But I'm not blaming anyone. You know, I take accountability for myself these days. From my teenage years, I was getting into all sorts of trouble, crime, drugs. I've had challenges with addiction. I've had my own mental health challenges that I've overcame. I lost my sister in a very traumatic way in my early 20s, which totally shook my whole world, and that was one of my inspirations to change my outlook on life and get into a field that is more helpful to other people, and it was really the catalyst for that, and to join the work of social justice and helping to bring equity to people. And it's a little bit all over the place.
No, life is all over the place, and certainly yours sounds like it has been. Those early years are just so important in making us who and what we become. And your early years, until you lived with your mum at the age of 8, just sounds so horrific to me. I mean, I being passed from one family to another, and all of those feelings of worthlessness, you carry those through to your teenage years, and you act those out, Joe. So in a way, your future was determined, but somehow you've turned the corner. What was the turning point for you? Was it your sister's passing that made you realize this was the path you were down as well?
I think it happened earlier than that. Like all my life, especially into my teenage years, even though I was acting out, doing all this kind of bad stuff. I always felt that I wanted something better out of my life, and I wanted to be different. I wanted to, you know, I was not happy with the cards that I was dealt, and I wanted to make something better of myself. So I did. I tried to do that. I didn't finish high school. I dropped out of high school at an early age, and then I found something that I was interested in, graphic design. And so I poured my all into this graphic design, and I actually had a job in graphic design as my first career when I was 19. And you know, I poured my all into that. But the thing, when I reflect on it now, is even though I found something to help me financially and all that kind of stuff, I didn't sort out any of the unresolved issues that I had from a child or adolescent. So those followed me. And then, and also, as a young person, you know, we all go through tough situations and that kind of thing, and sometimes we learn negative coping mechanisms. Sometimes those things might be repression, repressing your feelings, not wanting to talk to anybody about things, disassociation. So that's like just disconnecting from, disconnecting from reality of whatever you're going through. And so those negative coping mechanisms kind of followed me through. And because I didn't sort out the actual root of the issue, once my sister passed away, it kind of blew everything up. Because, with my sister's passing, that's not something any of my coping mechanisms that I'd learned in life could handle. So it just blew everything out of the water and just totally ruined me. So I had to actually take the time and work through all my hurts and traumas in my life. And, I seeked help. I sought help from, I got counseling, grief counseling, support groups, a number of different support services out there. And that's what led me to my journey of recovery. And that's what led me to today.
That's amazing. That sense of abandonment that you felt as a child, and it underwrites the rest of the script you write for yourself, your sense of uncertainty of the world, your sense of not being worthy of love. And I talk of this because I talk about it from experience. And you grow up, and as you say, the coping mechanism is to withdraw, is to not engage, and to discover that that is not healthy moving forward.
No,
is
not at all.
I think the key. And how wonderful that you've turned the corner, that you've come to understand that that young man who experienced all of those things before finding the love of your Nana, that young man, it's not his fault. And I love how you've spoken about how you now understand that the way you turned out in your teenage years was just the way that you were trying to cope with those childhood trauma. And it gives you an understanding of people that you work with now, and what a wonderful space to be in.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, the arts is something that's given you an ability to express yourself. How has that journey been, using all of those experiences and being able to express all of those experiences through the arts? How therapeutic has that been?
It's been very, very therapeutic for me. So music has been such a huge help to me and support through my life. I know a lot of people out there feel the same. So I grew up listening to rap and hip hop, and they bring messages of hope, strength, resilience. Tupac Shakur, I always talk about him because his music really, really helped me through a lot of hard times. And so throughout my life, I wrote raps around expressing myself, what I was going through. Just about life in general, things that I didn't have a voice for at the time. I had no voice to tell the world or whatever, so I just said it to myself and told myself, and I used it to reflect on what's happening, and it really helped me to understand and process those emotions. So I did that for most of my life, and I classed it as a hobby as well. Well, I thought it was a hobby, but actually now I see it as a coping mechanism as well. But so it's only this year, with the arrival of COVID and the Black Lives Matter movement and just general life stresses, it really inspired me on also meeting King Cancer Movement. It really inspired me to follow my artistry. This year it's all kind of, 2020, everyone talks about 2020 vision. I kind of feel like that's the same with me, with my artistry. I've come to a point where I want to use my lived experiences and my art to share with others, to inspire, and like you said before, spread those messages, those positive messages. And also, I forgot one thing before. Throughout my life, even though there's been a lot of bad stuff, there's also been a lot of positive influences, role models, family. Not everything was bad, but I do appreciate all the support and love from family members, friends, random strangers in the street that helped me.
Yes. And now that you are in the space that you're in, what would you say to others who perhaps are in this week struggling with their own mental well-being?
Yeah, well, first thing I'd say is that's okay. Just that saying, it's okay to not be okay. The old Kiwi culture of harden up, you can get through this. Even some of the groups I grew up with in my Pacifica family have just been, it's just life, get on with it. But it's okay to not feel okay. Whatever you're feeling right now, if you look at the world, we're going through a global pandemic. So everyone has the right to feel however they feel, because no one alive now has been through this kind of pandemic before. So it's just causing a lot of uncertainty. What I think is important for mental health is getting to know yourself, getting to know all of you in a holistic way. So as a Pacifica person, we use models of well-being that are different to some of the Western, they have similar ideas, but they're quite different parts. So in Pacifica, I'll look at Honopale, where we're looking at our mental health, our emotional health, our physical health, our whānau, our culture, how connected we are, everything. Because all of those posts in the whale and the roof and the floor are all connected. So I just think it's really important to get to know yourself and how each one of those posts or each thing, how you are affected. And by doing that, you'll learn to know how you react to things, how you can cope with things, what things you need to work on, and also what support is available for you out there. Also, another thing I think you need to focus on is effective communication. So, and that's between families, whānau, ainga, mga whāua. It's all coming together as a family and talking about stuff that is going on, not sweeping under the rug, breaking that stigma of shame around mental health, and just making a comfortable, safe space. We talk about Pacifica people, we talk about Va, the space between us, the space between the ground, the space between the universe. If you're religious, you have those beliefs as well. It's just about creating safe spaces for your family to feel comfortable, to talk about uncomfortable issues and making them part of normal conversation. I know, respect is a huge value of Pacifica people and a lot of people, but I think there's a big difference between respect and hearing our young people open up and talk about subjects that were taboo or, you know what I'm talking about.
I understand totally what you're talking about. I think often we don't really talk at a level that we should. And there are some deep conversations that we do need to have, some really hard conversations that we have. And it is the hero story. Sometimes to get the thing that you need the most, you need to go to the place that you fear the most. And it's where the golden egg is. You've got to fight the dragon to come through the other side. And I love that philosophy of yours. And also, there are things that happen to you as a child that you don't understand. And until you uncover that story, which you sometimes try and suppress with alcohol and drugs, you'll never understand yourself fully. I think that that's a really tough journey that you need to take. But once again, it's the dragon that you need to slay to get what you need the most. We are unfortunately running out of time. Could talk to you forever, Joe, but would love for you to share one of your poems for the end of our Talanoa.
Well, thank you. Also, just one more, I'll add one quick thing before I go. It's just everyone at this time, you know, it's challenging for everybody. Just do the best that you can do. Don't let anyone else pressure you into saying that you're not doing good enough, because whatever that you're doing right now is good enough. If you feel that you can do more, do it. But if you can't, you know, be happy with that. Okay, this is my poem called We. I wrote it on the 21st of the 7th, 2020. Here it goes. We are blessed for every person, situation, or thing that we meet because of the sharing of energy that occurs. Every situation, positive or negative, has a lesson to be learned. It is a skill that we can all learn to be able to see and feel the negatives and positives out of every situation. We are gifted, talented, and resilient people. We love, we get loved. We hurt, we get hurt. We forgive, we get forgiven. We fall, we get back up. We heal, we grow, we learn, we share, we inspire, we. There we go.
Oh, Joe, thank you so much for your time. We are indebted to you for sharing yourself, not just yourself, all of yourself. We wish you all the best for the future. We know that the future is bright because you have made peace with your past.
Yes, look, thank you. One more thing, sorry, I always forgot to say this to everybody out there. You're never alone. Whatever you're going through, there are support services available for you. You know, even hit up those close friends of yours that, that's a good.
Wonderful. Thank you, Joseph Ongotau Wright.